In the headlines, health officials say the COVID-19 virus continues to take a toll on the unvaccinated in Barbados. A virologist calls for more testing to establish the extent of the variants here. DLP presidential candidate Reverend Guy Hewitt speaks out against employers mandating that workers be vaccinated. And it's general election day in St. Lucia. The latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George has re-emphasized that the patients who are in the primary and secondary COVID-19 isolation facilities are unvaccinated. Speaking on VOB's Sunday Brass Tacks program, he noted that there are vaccinated people who contracted the virus, but says they are in the tertiary isolation section and needed little care.
None of those persons are in ICU. None of those individuals are on oxygen. None of those individuals are on CPAP. So they are in what we would say tertiary. So tertiary means persons who need the least form of clinical support. Based on those small numbers, what we are seeing is that, yes, breakthrough infections are possible. We had always told the public of Barbados this. You are unlikely to have an adverse outcome. And therefore, from the little information from those cases we have had, indicates that persons are coming in more, occupying certainly the asymptomatic type infection.
Dr. George also disclosed that the Caribbean Public Health Agency has identified about 6 cases of the Indian Delta variant, but noted these cases were all imported. He said he could not confirm if the Delta variant has spread into the community.
We will continue as much as possible to make sure that we have a good flavor as to what are the circulating variants in Barbados. Currently, as we had indicated, the most commonplace variant in Barbados is the Alpha variant, which originally came out of the United Kingdom. The situation is occurring as we speak. The information that I have indicates that the Delta variant came through our borders, but I can't tell this program that the Delta variant is not here. What I can say is that we will continue our surveillance with respect to variants.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. Meantime, virologist Dr. Brendan Lada raised questions about the percentage of samples from the population that are being tested by CAFA for the different variants. He says it is important that Barbadians know if there is community spread of the Delta variant.
In Barbados, I would say if there isn't Delta there in the community, I will be amazed, absolutely amazed, because this is very infectious and it spreads very, very rapidly. And people really need to know about that. So one question I would ask Dr. George is, how many samples have actually been tested by CAFA since January, altogether, in total, and how many are being tested now? I mean, I look at the figures daily and there are 10, 20 new positive cases. Now, I don't know whether they're travellers or whether they're community cases being tested, because it really is important, I feel, to know if Delta is in the country and to be very vigilant about its spread.
Dr. Brendan Lada. However, Dr. George says the Ministry of Health officials are working on getting a better understanding of the circulation of variants in Barbados.
We are trying to get there to make sure that having a representative sample of individuals who come out positive. What we are currently doing is sending cases. We are testing mainly from countries of concern to Barbados. There's a list of countries, and those persons get preference because those are where the issues lie. But with respect to going forward, yes, there needs to be a national program to get a better understanding of the circulation already.
But why hasn't that been happening since January, since the country had the large outbreak of Alpha?
So there's some personnel and technical issues. It's a process that we're working through.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners Dr. Linda Williams says it is important to know what variants are on the island so different strategies can be implemented to find solutions.
The Alpha variant looks 2 times more infective than the original strain. For the Delta variant, however, that could be as high as 6 or 7 times more infective than the original strain. And so that means that more people will become infected in a shorter space of time. And so the types of measures that you may take in a situation where you have that knowledge, in terms of restriction of movement and restriction of gathering, you may want to take some tighter measures where that is concerned because of the possibility of greater spread. If you have a population that has a low vaccination rate, like Barbados, and you have variants in the space, that leads to the possibility of us developing our own variant here.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, on Brass Tacks Sunday with host David Ellis. Democratic Labour Party presidential candidate Reverend Guy Hewitt believes employers should not force their workers to be vaccinated or penalise employees who choose not to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Reverend Hewitt was commenting on reports that some employers are insisting that workers be fully vaccinated or have regular PCR tests. He was speaking as a special guest on a social media program hosted by local social media influencer Olojimi Clark.
There should be no imposition of any penalty. People have the right to make that choice. Being vaccinated reduces the risks associated with contracting the COVID-19 virus. And therefore, it is not a bad thing to be vaccinated, but it's not anything that should be imposed on persons. And what somebody does with their bodies or has done to their bodies must always be left to individual choice. And nobody should be threatened with losing their job or having to pay out of pocket to get a test in order to keep their job as a measure. That is discriminatory.
DLP presidential candidate Reverend Guy Hewitt. General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, Dennis De Pisa, is pleased that a meeting of the social partnership has been called to discuss the vaccine status of workers. Earlier this month, Mr. De Pisa had called for a regular social partnership meeting on critical issues.
We are of the view that we have to balance the equation. The employer has to provide a safe place of work. The individual has the right to choose, and therefore we believe that in a crisis situation that there is scope for measures to be instituted in the interest of the national good. What may be a point of concern is whether workers should have to pay for their immunization or the vaccines. That is something that has to be fully discussed. We have to look at the pros and cons of that.
General Secretary of CITUSAB, Dennis De Pisa. Barbadian Olympic swimmer Alex Sobers says he's pleased with his overall performance at the 2020 Olympics in Japan. Alex placed 6th and set a new national record in the men's 200-meter freestyle, clocking a time of 1 minute 48 seconds. He tells Starcom Network News that despite concerns about the COVID-19 pandemic, the athletes are still comfortable.
The 400 freestyle was pretty rough. It was poorly executed, but I came back to my room and I sat on myself and just came to terms because I know what I needed to do to go fast the next day in the 200 freestyle. And I did just that. I did a personal best and I broke my old record. So I'm really pleased with that. And I'm pretty excited about my overall performance here in Tokyo. I mean, as we all know, COVID are changing a lot of protocols, especially with the spectators and what's not. But for the most part, the Olympic spirit is still very strong in the village. People from all over the world are still excited to be among all the great athletes around here. So the Olympic spirit is still very strong.
Representing Barbados, Olympic swimmer Alex Sobers. St. Lucians go to the polls today to elect a new government in an election that some political observers say is just too close to call and could even result in a coalition government. The more than 160,000 voters will choose from the 45 candidates representing three political parties and three independent candidates in the contest for control of the 17-seat parliament. Top story in the latest from Starcom Network News. Health officials say the COVID-19 virus continues to take a toll on the unvaccinated in Barbados, while a virologist calls for more testing to establish the extent of the variants here. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. More news at 8:30. Until then, I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.